Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 22nd from 2 Chronicles chapters 6 through 8. Many covenants were entered into by God and the people of Israel, beginning with Abraham. God's covenant with Abraham was inherited by Isaac and Jacob. The covenant was enlarged and detailed in the giving of the commandments at Sinai for all the descendants of the patriarchs. God further personalized and made eternal his covenant with David, which was consummated in the covenant of salvation in Jesus the Christ, the Son of David. Every one of the covenants had at its heart an exclusive fidelity, God to his people, the people to God. God covenanted to bless his faithful ones and visit disaster on unfaithful covenant breakers or upon those who tried to curse his people. The people invariably agreed to keep their part. Who wouldn't want to get those blessings? At the moment, anyway. As always, God is faithful to his promises, like Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. People, on the other hand, are more than a little fickle. Each generation seems to need a renewal, a recommitment to keep the faith alive and vibrant, especially if the circumstances have changed or a new chapter in life has been opened. Such was the case for the people of Israel as they dedicated the temple. The temple changed things. Now the people of Israel had one place to worship instead of shrines and high places scattered about the nation. The temple was where God would meet with his worshipers. This is why Solomon is compelled to reaffirm the covenant in its new details. The people will be blessed as they come to God at the temple. If they turn away and neglect the God of their fathers, who has chosen to dwell with his people at the temple, God will turn away from them. If they wanted fellowship with God and experience his blessing on their lives, they had to come to the temple, nowhere else. Their service, their tithes, their worship were to be reserved for this one place. So the oft-quoted text of 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land," is sometimes misunderstood. A detail that is also not often quoted is verse 15. "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place." The temple was central to faithfulness and blessing. Where is the temple of God today? In the hearts of God's people. "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit," wrote Paul, in the plural, meaning the church. The blessing of God is experienced in and through the common life of his people. Apart from faithfulness to our common life are the thorns, the disasters, the troubles visited upon those who neglect, or in Paul's words, destroy the fellowship of believers. Keep the covenant strong. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.